Sir, do not think these lines have flowed from youthful hearts or hands, but from a friend who's thrice conjoined in Hymen's holy bands. Nor Charador, what did not prove by half so much unkind, to die a fantasy, since his love could never match my mind. Nor Corydon, who turned his song and sorrows to the broom, could never match with me in wrong which chose me to consume. Poor lovers in this loveless age are left to mourn alone, and wondered at by such as rage my love to look upon. Even as the lily in the hedge is pricked on either side, so I'm tormented by the rage of those who swell with pride. The surges of the swelling tide and the walls broad that be, as yet they never could divide my heart from loving thee. I live in anguish, grief, and smart, for thou enjoyest mine, and I must live without an heart until thou send me thine, which if thou could incline to do, it should such comfort send to me, who comfortless am now, and like my life to end. For I should take it as a pledge, since thou hast mine from me, least I should die without an heart, let me have thine from thee. Then might we both together live as one by hearts exchanged, but keeping both, if thou survive, just heavens will be avenged. But I will rest in hope that thou will send me answer kind to me, who live in torment now, until I know thy mind. I do expect no frowns from thee, because I did presume to send these lines when minding me to sing them as the broom.